Who thinks God is a good God? Hands up. Nearly everybody. I had an awful lot of conversations with many people I came across, and they blamed God for their circumstances. And when they told me about them, I can understand from where they are coming from. And they came to the conclusion, therefore, that God, that's not fair. And that's why I thought I want to address this relevant subject, because I found out also among Christians, there are many people in the back of the mind, they think, well, this is not fair. And I can understand it. So we want to cover it to the essentials. Obviously, I can't go into too many details, but we will come to a clear conclusion in the end. We've got a man in the Bible who was struck with atrocious disasters. Most of his possession has been taken away in one day. Now you think about it, if that would happen to you. His sons and his daughters died in one day. How would you feel about that? His servants were killed and his animals stolen, also in one day. Later on, he was struck with leprosy. He was driven into deep desperation and couldn't understand it. I mean, could you? Could I understand it? His heart was broken and shattered. His future looked black. His name was Job. His attitude was, God, that's not fair. And he asked many questions. And I'm going to read it to you. Job 3:11. Why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish when I came from the womb? Why did the knees receive me? Or why the breasts that I should nurse? For now I would have lain still and been quiet. I would have been asleep. Then I would have been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth, who built ruins for themselves, or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Or why was I hidden like a stillborn child, like infants who never saw light? There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They do not hear the voice of the oppressor. The small and great are there, and the servant is free from his master. Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, who long for death, but it does not come, and search for it more than hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave? Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden and whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes before I eat, and my groanings pour out like water. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes. You also may have many questions. What about all these natural disasters which took place? Why is it that earthquakes, volcanoes, floods, fires and natural disasters have killed or injured millions of people within just a few hours, like tsunami? God, that's not fair. Over 1 million died when China's Hangzhou River burst its banks in 1887. 200,000 people perished in an earthquake in the same country later on in 1920. 12,000 were drowned and millions made homeless when Hurricane Mitch, dubbed the storm of the century, hit Central America in 1998. How can an all-powerful God allow his creation to get out of control in this way? God, that's not fair. What about all these tragic accidents? Where was God on the 14th of April 1912, when the British liner Titanic, which was the largest movable object built by man at that stage, hit that iceberg in the North Atlantic and sank with the loss of 1,500 life's God. That's not fair. Where was God on the 26th of April 1986 when a nuclear accident in Chernobyl caused 300,000 deaths? God, that's not fair. Then let's have a look at the human conflicts. Where was God in the last 4,000 years? There have been less than 300 years without a major war. God, that's not fair. Where was God when 30 million people were killed in World War I, while the figures for World War II are so vast they've never been accurately computed? God, that's not fair. Where was God when 6 million Jews were gassed to death? God, that's not fair. Where was God in the 6 weeks from the 7th of April 1994? Over 500,000 Rwandans were massacred. God, that's not fair. Where was God at 8:45 on a beautiful September morning, the 11th, when a Boeing 767 crashed into the World Center, in the World Trade Center, and many people lost their lives? Why is it that 20 minutes later, another plane buried itself in the South Tower? And why is it that September 11th was the bloodiest day in the nation's history since its civil war, which ended in 1865? It was the most murderous and devastating terrorist attack the world had ever seen. God, that's not fair. The reason why I mention so many disasters is to emphasize the misery in this world, and that we can face the blunt truth about it. We could go on and on and on. There's so many things you could mention here. And ask the world. They will tell you many more. If God is all-powerful, why did he not prevent all that suffering, evil, and unrighteousness? If God is all-loving, why did he not want to prevent them? After these statements, you may come to the same conclusion as many people out there. God is therefore impotent, loveless, or non-existent. Who still thinks God is a good God? Hands up. Not everybody goes up, I can understand. You have now asked many questions. Let me ask you now a question. How many of you have been hurt by other people's words? Hands up. Not everybody. Oh, I am surprised. Okay, for those who put the hand up, how many enjoyed it? Hands up. Nobody enjoyed it when you were hurt by other people's words? Of course not. Next question. How many of you have hurt other people with your words? Hands up. Why did you do it? You know how it feels like. You know how hurt you've been when other people hurt you. How comes you do the very same thing to other people? And most of the times we do it to those whom we love most. You see, there's something in us which is like an untenable thing. And sometimes in situations, it comes up and you can't put it under control. You can't have it under control. It just bursts itself and it explodes. It's like some people, they are masters in cooking spaghetti. You put water into the saucepan and then you wait until it boils. And when it comes to the boiling point, what do? You take a lid and press it on the saucepan. Is that how you cook spaghetti? No, because if you did so, the whole thing would just explode and you would be wet and spaghetti everywhere. But you know what? So many times, sometimes you feel like you need a lid and press all your emotions down, but if you do that, then you just explode. And most of the time, in that situation, you hurt other people. There is something inside us which we can't always have under control. Do you know that the Bible has got a word, a name for that nasty thing inside of us, which makes other people hurt? It's called sin. And it's very interesting that in English, the middle letter of the word sin is I. It's me running my life when God is supposed to. It's me and I and myself we think of. And most of the times we hurt other people with this me and I and myself attitude. What is wrong? Something is wrong. We always ask the question, what's wrong with God? Have you ever asked, what is wrong with me? It's so easy to blame others. But it's very, very difficult to look into the mirror and actually blame yourself. An article once in the Time once asked, what's wrong with the world? In the correspondence that followed, the shortest letter was by far the best. In response to your question, what's wrong with the world? I am. So we discover that human nature is infected with the most terrible disease called sin. It's in you and you can't get rid of it, no matter how hard you try. This very disease of sin, which is in you and me, causes this depravity and corruption in this world. Sin prevailed in this world and gradually destroys it. Spurgeon says, a beast would scarcely become so evil and vile as human nature becomes when it is left alone to develop itself. Albert Hubbard says, men are not punished for their sins, but by them. These two statements have a lot of meaning behind it. If you beat me up, how can I blame God? It's not God's fault. He has given you and me a free will, and He didn't create robots, but human beings. And therefore, you have got a free will. And if you decide with your free will to beat me up, it's not God's fault. And why would you desire to beat me up? Because sin lies in the bottom of your heart and my heart. Sin is the problem. When Adolf Hitler gassed 6 million Jews to death, he did it because he was infected with sin. In the two world wars, many people lost their lives because others lived sin out. There was once a very poor man walking in the streets in the slums of America, and on the other side there were two friends walking, and one friend said to his friend, look at this man over there, very totally unkempt, looking smelly and in a very bad condition. And then he said to his friend, who was a barber, why does that man over there look so horrible if you are a barber? And the barber replied to him, if that man came to me, I would change his appearance. You may say, why does this world look so horrible? You should ask, why am I so horrible? And God would answer, if these human beings only would come to me, I would change their appearance. I would wash them clean from their sins. I would change them if they only came to me. I know of people, when they gave their lives to Jesus, God totally transformed them. Even for addiction, totally free. Free from sin, free from burden, free from guilt. Delivered from addictions, drugs. My dad, he was a smoker. In one moment, freed from that addiction. When we come to Jesus, how we are, He can change us. Praise God. He, as that barber, could have changed that man, Jesus can change us. The condition is we need to come to him. Now look what God says in Isaiah 1:18. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isn't it absolutely fantastic? If we come to God, he cleanses us totally. Now we humans tend all the time to blame God. If something goes wrong, God is responsible for it. It's his fault, and we blame him. It's not our fault, it's God's fault. One day, I met a 25-year-old man when I did door-to-door visiting somewhere in Scotland. And then that man came out to the door in a wheelchair. And I already felt sorry for him. But when he shared his case, I deeply was saddened with him. He told me he was on a mountain and he fell because he wasn't careful enough and he fell 30 feet down. And that was the moment he was paralyzed. He couldn't get up anymore. He was thankful that God spared his life, but he blamed God for what happened. And I really felt for that young man. And he told me that he was a profi footballer. Now listen. What is the most important thing for a profi footballer? His legs. And his legs were totally paralyzed, given up by every doctor. And there he was, no hope. And he blamed God for it. Now let me tell you, if I fell on the floor right now here because I'm not careful enough, can I blame God for that? It's not God's fault, it's my fault. Now, when that profi footballer played so well, he thought he was good. When he fell, God was bad. We book the good things on our account and the bad things on God's account. Can you imagine how bad God's account looks like? He's blamed for everything, from the whole world. It is not God's fault. When we read about people kidnapping children, raping children, abusing children. All these things are done by people who have rejected God and lived their own sin out in their lives. Even famines would not cause suffering. They shouldn't be here at all. Were it not for the greed and selfishness of those in wealthier nations, there is enough food on the planet. That's not the problem. The problem is much deeper. It's sin. Everybody looks for himself. That's the problem. If I returned a faulty item to the customer desk, they will investigate and decide whether the problem is due to manufacturing fault or to misuse by the owner, which would be me. They basically ask the question, who is to blame? The manufacturer or the owner? When we look at our world, we have to ask the very same question. Manufacturing fault or misuse of the owner? In the beginning, God created the whole world perfectly. But what did we do with it? You see, if the food is bad, you don't open the window and toss the cook out. You open the window and you throw the food out, not the cook. The food is bad, not the cook. Okay, the cook could be improved if he had more cooking lessons. You cannot change your depravity as long as sin reigns in your heart. You can put all your effort in it, you will never get rid of it. Why? Because sin must be thrown out of the window. Sin is the problem. And the only one and the only way who can do it, it's done by God himself, Jesus Christ. That's why he came to this world. That was the reason. God created you and me, and he is able to cure you of that awful disease called sin. He's the only one who can do it. He only can cure us from that disastrous illness. But you need to humble yourself. You need to come to to the foot of the cross. You need to kneel down before him and confess that you are a dirty sinner. If you don't do that, he can't forgive you. Do you understand that? How can a doctor help you if you think you're all right? Who of you has gone to the doctor and he asked you what's wrong with you and you said nothing? What's wrong with you? Then the doctor thinks, well, why are you here then? That's exactly in the same way we come to God. And if we think, well, there's nothing wrong with me, I don't need you, then he asks you, why do you come? He only can help you if you realize you are infected with the most terrible disease on earth. It's not called Ebola, it's called sin. This is the problem. But if we come with that, he will forgive us and cure us from that sin. Imagine a huge passenger boat on the ocean. The crew didn't want to keep the captain's rules and threw the captain overboard. And they were really happy. They thought, oh, well, finally we can do whatever we want. And they had parties and they enjoyed themselves and it was a great life on the boat. Until they headed to rock. And then they started to try to navigate that boat and they didn't know how to do it. Nobody knew because the captain wasn't there anymore. And they started to argue with each other. They started to fight with each other. And nobody could navigate that boat. What happened? Finally, they crashed into the rock and the boat sank. Now, after the boat has sank, would you expect them to blame the captain? Or to conclude that because they made a crash, the captain had never existed? That would be nonsense. If we rule God out of our lives, then it's like to throw the captain overboard. And we cannot blame the captain. We cannot blame God. We kicked him out overboard. How can we blame him afterward? So we come to the conclusion, sin reigns human beings' lives and causes an awful lot of corruption in this world. And we need to come to the spiritual doctor called Jesus to get healed. John Blanchard was asked, where was God when religious fanatics killed those 3,000 people in America? He replied, exactly where he was when religious fanatics killed his son, Jesus Christ, in complete control of everything that happened. If you want to change this world, then listen very carefully. It starts with you and me. You point with your finger to the world and forget that three fingers point to yourself. Changing the world starts right here. Who still thinks God is a good God? Hands up. He is, because we can't blame him for everything what happened. I'm aware that we only looked at the aspect of human conflicts, and for time's sake we have to skip the natural disasters and accidents and sudden illnesses. It's a vast subject, but if you actually read 2 Chronicles, you will discover that very soon you will discover that some disasters are very much linked to national sins. And that's very interesting. When a country turns away from God, the result will be judgment. Also read 2 Samuel 21, where God reveals why the famine broke out in the country. And if you look at all the Gospels, you will find that illnesses have different sources. Some are a result of sin, yes, but not all. And some are simply the result of living in a fallen world. And also, unfortunately, Christians are not immune to it. Having said all that, I strongly believe God wants to heal, and he still does, because it says, by his stripes we are healed. Praise God for that. But for today, I want you to take home that the source of most catastrophes is sin. And we can't blame God for it, because God is the one who wants to help us. And I don't know where you stand. Maybe you have blamed God too, in the back of your mind. Maybe not in big issues, but maybe just in minor things in your life, or in other lives. And I can understand where you come from. But if we analyze it, we come to the conclusion, no, actually God is not against us. He is on our side. He is for us. We can't blame him because he's for us and he wants to help you and me. But we need to come to him